You know, really just getting back off his injury. You know, any kind of momentum, really for our whole football team moving forward in the next 5 weeks. So probably not a whole lot different for Kyle than, you know, the rest of our team, getting to look at guys and you know, hopefully finish the season strong. That's hard to predict with any injury. You know, I think I was encouraged by what I saw today. You know, we're not going to put him out there if he's not healthy enough to at least practice. You know, but now getting him, you know, back in the groove. You know, he's been around, you know, so it's not like he's been away and not with us, not in meetings, not paying attention to what we're doing. So, you know, we'll see one day at a time and we'll see how the week progresses. Well, I think we kind of, you know, anticipated that a little bit, you know, when, you know, we saw the severity of his ankle injury with the fibula and the surgery. And, you know, we weren't real optimistic that he'd make it back. You know, we evaluated our practice squad, you know, to bring up a guy, and, you know, he was the guy we thought most ready, so we obviously felt good about it.
But is there an area where he has improved, where you can see in practice for what?
I think familiarity with, you know, what we're asking him to do. You know, he primarily plays in the slot, and, you know, it basically his mastering of that. You know, we were able to see when he was in practice and when he was in practice squad.